Lesson 41. John Blake was trying to find out about a pendant that had been stolen from a museum. With his friend, Mary Green, he went to the shop of the bookseller, Mr. Egg. They found him dead. He had been murdered. Someone locked them in the room with the dead body and then set the house on fire. There was no way to get out, and the fire had already reached the room. In the midst of all their misfortunes, John proposed to Mary. "Mary, will you marry me?" he asked.
"Bill! Bill!"
"Good Lord, what's happened? Why are you so upset?"
"Bill, I proposed to Anne. I asked her to marry me. I asked her to be my wife. And she said no."
"Then why are you so upset?"
"Don't you understand? She said no."
"I heard you. But in my opinion, it would have been much more upsetting if she'd said yes."
"Tom, I'm quite upset about your explanation of the word upset."
"Of course, that's women. Marriage is a subject you all get very easily upset about."
"Well, let's change the subject then. I think upset has another meaning too. When one feels sick, one says, my stomach is upset."
"You look very pale, my dear. What's the matter with you?"
"I don't know. I must have eaten something that upset my stomach. I feel sick."
"Bicarbonate of soda. That's just the thing for an upset stomach. Wait a minute, I'll get you some."
And now let's get back to John and Mary. But you mustn't upset yourself about John's proposal.
"The floor's burning!"
"If the fire engine doesn't come soon, it'll be too late."
"I know."
"Oh, hurry, hurry."
"Mary? Will you marry me?"
"What?"
"I said, will you marry me?"
"You're upset."
"I'm not upset."
"I'm upset."
"Why?"
"Because the house is on fire. Because the floor's burning. Because we'll both be killed."
"Oh, good."
"Good? Did you say good?"
"I said, will you marry me? And you didn't say no."
"You're not serious."
"I am serious."
"I'm confused. Somebody has murdered Mr. Egg. The murderer's locked us in, and he set fire to the house. Now you've proposed to me. Oh, John!"
John proposed to Mary. He asked her to marry him. Mary said, "You are upset. You are not serious." But John replied, "I am serious." He was serious. He wasn't joking. He meant what he said. Suddenly, they heard a big crash. The stairs leading up to Mr. Egg's room had burned down and collapsed. The stairs fell down. They collapsed.
"Run! Run! The house is shaking! It's going to collapse!"
"It has collapsed. If we hadn't run quickly, we would now be dead."
And here are some other meanings of collapse.
"Eileen! Eileen! Is there anything wrong with you? You look so strange." "I feel very weak. I feel so strange." "Water! Water! She's collapsed! She's fainted! Bring some water quickly!" "And what did you say to him when he came back after such a long time?"
"I couldn't say a word. I started crying and collapsed in his arms."
The situation in Mr. X's house wasn't quite so romantic. The stairs had collapsed and Mary and John were locked in the burning room. But, well, you had better listen.
"That was the stairs."
"What was it?"
"It was the stairs. They've collapsed."
"Listen."
"John, we'll be killed."
"Listen, I heard a siren."
"The fire engine! John, it's the fire engine!"
"Oh, they're putting up a ladder."
"We're safe."
"I think we're safe."
"Oh, John."
"But you haven't answered my question."
"What question?"
"Will you marry me?"
"Didn't I say yes? Oh, yes, John, yes."
"Oh, Mary!"
John and Mary were in a very dangerous situation. But at the last minute, they heard a siren. It was the siren of a fire engine. A fireman put a ladder up to the window and they climbed down to the ground. There were a lot of people watching them. They put several questions to them. First, they asked, "Are you hurt?" "No, we are all right," John answered. Fortunately, nothing serious had happened to them. "I've torn my coat," John remarked.
"Tom, the verb tear is worth mentioning, don't you think?"
"Yes, it is. Listen to this."
"Bob, don't climb the tree in your brand new trousers. You'll tear them."
"No, I won't. Don't worry about my new trousers. I won't tear them."
"So I shouldn't worry. Well, now you should worry. Just wait till you climb down. I'll teach you not to worry about tearing your trousers."
"Jimmy? Why are you tearing downstairs?"
"Didn't you hear? Mummy said dinner's ready."
"Pussy, my dear little darling Pussy. Pussy's lost. She'll never come home. Oh, Pussy, Pussy."
"She'll come home. Don't tear your hair. We'll find that wretched beast."
"Wretched beast? Is that all you can say about my little Pussy?"
"Meow." "Here she is. Now stop tearing your hair, for God's sake."
Well, John and Mary were safe on the ground. Mary's handkerchief was lost and John's coat was torn, but that was all. They were asked several questions.
"Are you hurt?"
"Oh, no. We're all right."
I've lost my handkerchief."
"I've torn my coat."
"But you're all right."
"Yes, thank you. We're all right."
"Why didn't you jump?"
"The window was too high."
"Were you frightened?"
"Oh, no, we weren't frightened."
"John, I was. I was very frightened."
"We were anxious."
"Where did the fire start?"
"It started in the shop."
"Where were you then?"
"We were upstairs."
"Where's Mr. Egg?"
"Look, the fireman has found him."
"Oh."
"He's bringing him down."
"He's coming down very slowly."
"Well, he's careful."
"Mr. Egg's heavy.
He's covered in a cloth."
"Why is he covered with a cloth?"
"He's dead."
"Dead?
What happened to him?"
"I think you've said enough, Mr. Blake."
"Why, it's the detective. Hello."
The fireman brought Mr. Egg's body down. A woman asked why Mr. Egg's body was covered with a cloth. John said, "He is dead." A man asked, "What happened to him?" But before John could answer, someone said, "I think you have said enough, Mr. Blake." It was the detective who was trying to find the thief who had stolen the pendant.
Did he think that John and Mary had murdered Mr. Egg? He must have thought so, as they were with his body in the burning house. Did he arrest them?
I can't answer that question myself yet. But before we find out, you have to exercise your English. So listen to the example.
"Somebody has murdered Mr. Egg."
"What did you say?"
"I said somebody had murdered Mr. Egg. The murderer has locked them into the burning house."
"What did you say?"
"I said the murderer had locked them into the burning house. John has proposed to Mary."
"What did you say?"
"I said John had proposed to Mary. The stairs have collapsed."
"What did you say?"
"I said that the stairs had collapsed. They've put up a ladder."
"What did you say?"
"I said they had put up a ladder. Mary has lost her handkerchief."
"What did you say?"
"I said Mary had lost her handkerchief. John has torn his coat."
"What did you say?"
"I said John had torn his coat. The firemen have found Mr. Egg's body."
"What did you say?"
I said the fireman had found Mr. Egg's body. John hasn't done anything wrong.
What did you say?
I said John hadn't done anything wrong.
Exercise 2.
You should marry him, Mary. I told her to marry him.
You should go to London, Peter. I told him to go to London.
You should propose to her, Andrew. I told him to propose to her.
You should stay with them this summer, Kathy. I told her to stay with them this summer.
You should learn English, Anne. I told her to learn English.
You should attend the summer course, David. I told him to attend the summer course.
You should go by train, George. I told him to go by train.
You should listen to our next program, David. I told him to listen to our next program.
Exercise 3.
Will you marry me?
What?
I'm asking you if you will marry me.
Will you go to London?
What?
I'm asking you if you'll go to London.
Will you propose to her?
What?
I'm asking you if you'll propose to her.
Will you stay with them this summer?
What?
I'm asking you if you'll stay with them this summer.
Will you learn English?
What?
I'm asking you if you'll learn English.
Will you attend the summer course?
What?
I'm asking you if you'll attend the summer course.
Will you go by train?
What?
I'm asking you if you'll go by train.
Exercise 4.
Will you marry me? I asked if you'd marry me.
Will you go to London? I asked if you'd go to London.
Will you propose to her? I asked if you'd propose to her.
Will you stay with them this summer? I asked if you'd stay with them this summer.
Will you learn English? I asked if you'd learn English.
Will you attend the summer course? I asked if you'd attend the summer course.
Will you go by train? I asked if you'd go by train.
And now here is our story once again. John and Mary were in the room above the burning shop. The fire had already reached Mr. Egg's room.
The floor's burning!
If the fire engine doesn't come soon, it'll be too late.
I know.
Oh, hurry, hurry.
Mary? Mm? Will you marry me?
What?
I said, will you marry me?
You're upset.
I'm not upset.
I'm upset.
Why?
Because the house is on fire. Because the floor's burning. Because we'll both be killed.
Oh, good.
Good? Did you say good?
I said, will you marry me? And you didn't say no.
You're not serious.
I am serious.
I'm confused. Somebody has murdered Mr. Egg. The murderer's locked us in, and he set fire to the house. Now you've proposed to me. Oh, John! That was the stairs.
What was it?
It was the stairs. They've collapsed.
Listen!
John, we'll be killed.
Listen! I heard a siren.
the fire engine. John, it's the fire engine.
Oh, they're putting up a ladder.
We're safe.
I think we're safe.
Oh, John.
But you haven't answered my question.
What question?
Will you marry me?
Didn't I say yes? Oh, yes, John. Yes.
Oh, Mary.
Are you hurt?
Oh, no. We're all right.
I've lost my handkerchief.
I've torn my coat.
But you're all right.
Yes, thank you. We're all right.
Why didn't you jump?
The window was too high.
Were you frightened?
Oh, no. We weren't frightened.
John, I was. I was very frightened.
We were anxious.
Where did the fire start?
It started in the shop.
Where were you then?
We were upstairs.
Where's Mr. Egg?
Look, the fireman has found him.
Oh.
He's bringing him down.
He's coming down very slowly.
Well, he's careful.
Mr. Egg's heavy.
He's covered in a cloth.
Why is he covered with a cloth?
He's dead.
Dead?
What happened to him?
I think you've said enough, Mr. Blake.
Why, it's the detective. Hello.
Will you come with me, please?
Where to?
To the police station.
But he hasn't done anything. I've been with him all the time.
Will both of you come to the police station?